Look, you lack something. This is the underlying message of the three temptations that our Lord endures. You lack something. And what is that? What could Jesus lack? Bread, of course. He is starving. Look at these rocks. If you are the Son of God, make these stones become bread. What does he need? To get some more glory, to show who he is and his power. Throw yourself down. Your angels will carry you in their hands. What does he lack? Riches, for he lives in poverty. I will give you all these things if you will bow down and worship me. After all, that is what the demon always whispers in our ear. Look, you lack something. It is what he has always done from the earliest days of mankind. You think God gave you everything. Wait a moment. Why shouldn't you have the right to eat this fruit? Just take it. Claim the right to do it. Then you will be like God, who does what he wants. Then you will be like him, knowing good and evil. You must be missing something, since you can't eat all the fruits except this one. The devil is very clever, much cleverer than we are, and he hates us. He will always try to lead us into error, to worry us, to make us doubt the perfect goodness of God's plan for us. Yet, God knows exactly what we need. Does he not take better care of us than the flowers of the field and the birds of the sky? With his lies, the devil tries to drag us in the direction he wants. Do we resist him? He tries to make us believe that he is more powerful than the waves of the sea and that he will drag us irremediably wherever he wants. He will find all kinds of reasons to convince us that we are already being swept away, as if in a whirlpool, and that we cannot now escape, it is already too late. But it is not true. It is a lie. The devil has no power over the interior of our hearts. He cannot force us to commit an evil act. He is like a dog in chains. He can growl, he can bark loudly, very loudly. He can snap his teeth at us, but he can only hurt us if we decide to get close to him. He can only hurt us if we play along, if we listen to what he says. That was Eve's mistake. And this is what we beg God not to do in the Our Father. Lead us not into temptation. Which means, if we are tempted, at least, O Lord, do not let us enter into the motion of temptation and follow the direction it leads us. We can be reassured. Those who keep their eyes firmly fixed on God will never have anything to fear. We all know that when we walk in one direction, we have to look where we are going. If we look only at our feet, if we look too much at ourselves, or if we constantly look away, we eventually encounter an obstacle. So, let us keep our eyes fixed on our goal, on heaven, where our salvation comes from. Let's not listen to the devil. Look, you're lacking. No, he wants to divert our eyes. Isn't it enough to look to heaven? We mustn't listen to him. He's a liar. Get behind me, we must say, like our Lord. His words are poison, but the truth will be our shield. We could reply, yes, I am lacking something, and that thing is called heaven. There is no way you can get it for me, and I cannot get it now. I know very well what I want, and if I do not listen to your lying words, it is precisely because I want to continue with God's help to advance patiently towards heaven until my Father opens the gate of paradise to me. But we could also respond differently and say that, in a way, the Christian already possesses everything. Since God makes our soul his home through grace, he is always within us, attentive and sensitive to the slightest movement of our heart. My dear friends, This is what the devil tries to make us forget by trying to make us sad, to convince us that we must look elsewhere for our happiness and that creatures can give it to us. He wants us to forget that the source of our joy, that the one who brings beatitude to all the saints in heaven, already dwells within us in a hidden and discreet but very real way. He will take advantage of our difficulties to worry us, to make us believe that we are lacking something very important, whereas we already have God, we already have everything. Let us close our ears to the devil's lies. Let us keep our eyes fixed calmly on God. He will help us in temptation and preserve us from all evil. The devil can disturb us as much as he likes. We will remain in peace. 1,000 enemies will fall at our side, 10,000 at our right. Death will not come near us. Dear faithful, during Lent, when we pay more attention to the things of heaven and to our sanctification, the devil is likely to tempt us more. He knows that this is a sacred time and that our fidelity can bring us many graces. He will try to make us believe that we cannot keep our resolutions, that we cannot break our habits, that to lead a balanced life, we need those things from which we have decided to detach ourselves. Let's never let it discourage us. Let us confidently stretch out our hands to Mary, our mother, who will support us and crush the enemy's head. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.